Doctor, my heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, at least 94 have died across 5 counties after catastrophic flooding. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Kerrville, where dozens are still missing.
Search and rescue crews have been working around the clock. They've been tagging every location that they've been to, but the debris field is huge. And at this home, someone is literally shoveling mud out of their house. And he was telling me it has never flooded this high before. He said it went halfway up to the second story.
ABC News has confirmed staffing at the National Weather Service in the Austin San Antonio office was increased ahead of the storm from 2 to 5 meteorologists, and say flood alerts went out the day before. In North Carolina, a separate system that triggered flooding is blamed for at least one death. President Trump says he'll raise tariffs by 25% on imports from Japan and South Korea by August 1st if trade deals are not finalized. He's also sending letters to other countries, extending the week's deadline on reciprocal tariffs to August 1st. This is ABC News. The feud between President Trump and the world's richest man, Elon Musk, escalated over the weekend. ABC's Jonathan Carl says the president criticizing Musk's plans to form a third political party.
Musk hated the big Republican tax and spending bill.
The president signed that new spending bill into law on Friday. Trump says that Musk is just upset because he has slashed government support for electric vehicles, hurting Tesla.
He's losing his EV mandate, and we accept, you know, he's very upset about things, but, you know, he could lose a lot more than that.
Musk even issued a threat to every Republican voting for it, saying they will lose their primary next year if it is the last thing I do on this earth.
A city workers' strike in Philadelphia now in its 7th day, showing no end in sight. The union represents workers across dispatch, transportation, and sanitation. 3 people were arrested today for allegedly dropping trash bags outside of City Hall. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Don't miss it. Don't even be late for the 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. It's everything you love. Delicious food, wild rides, free attractions, and barnyard favorites. Check out Lion & Kugel's main stage with Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets now at nwsfa.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 78 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Delavan police are investigating two separate drownings over the weekend. They found a 57-year-old man from LaGrange Park, Illinois, floating inside a boat on Delavan Lake Saturday morning. Later that afternoon, a 26-year-old man's body was recovered from the water after several hours of searching. City leaders in Milwaukee hope to restrict sales of THC-derived products after two children were sold gummies with the hemp-derived Delta-8 chemical, a cousin to the usual chemical in hemp, which gets users high. The new state budget includes money to plan for eventual closure of the Green Bay prison. The budget signed by Governor Tony Evers last week includes $15 million for the Department of Corrections to plan for closing the maximum security prison in Alloway. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ready for an unforgettable summer experience? Join us for 1 week endless possibilities as EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 21st through the 27th. Explore thousands of aircraft, experience world-class daily air shows, two night air shows with fireworks that light up the sky, and celebrate the spirit of aviation with people from around the world. Get your tickets now at eaa.org/tickets and join us for the world's greatest aviation celebration.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom.
Two people were injured in a motorcycle versus deer accident July 4th in Maiden Rock Township. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 50-year-old Jason Mayland of St. Paul was traveling northbound on Highway 35 when he struck a deer. Mayland was taken to Red Wing Hospital, while passenger 48-year-old Angela Buck of Holman was med-flighted to St. Mary's Hospital. The new Tarrant Park Pool is now open in Durand. Last week, the city did receive final inspection approval from the state of Wisconsin. The pool will have some limited hours for open swim for the first 2 weeks. Until July 18th, open swim will be Monday through Friday from 1 to 3:30 p.m. After July 18th, open swim will be every day from noon until 6 p.m. Lap swim will be Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. The first 800 people to visit the pool will receive free admission after a donation from Advent Health. UW Stout's Recreation Center renovation project has been approved by the state of Wisconsin. The project will renovate the Recreation Center locker rooms, convert a closed pool into a gym, and build an addition with a fitness center and multi-use area. The state budget included $32 million for the project. Construction's expected to begin sometime in 2026 and be completed in 2028. The next state budget will give Wisconsin's K-12 schools some breathing room. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed the 25-27 budget last week after negotiations with Republican leaders and a marathon session in the state Senate and Assembly. The compromise provides the state's 467 public school districts with an increase of some $500 million in special education funding and $30 million for mental health services. Districts statewide will also have increased revenue limits, allowing them to increase spending by $1.4 billion more than the last budget cycle. That could come in the form of property tax increases or also could mean more referendums. You're listening to WRTN News.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Authorities are investigating a fatal head-on crash that happened early Friday morning in St. Croix County. That accident happened on Highway Double D, where deputies found both drivers dead at the scene. The drivers were 18-year-old Cody Kloss of Emerald and 24-year-old Maxwell Kruger of Baldwin. No passengers were involved in that accident. Two people were injured in two separate motorcycle accidents in Pierce County. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, on July 3rd, 54-year-old Matthew Feuerhelm of Beldenville was traveling northbound on Highway D when he lost control of the motorcycle and went into the ditch. Feuerhelm was med-flighted to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. On June 2nd, 64-year-old Gerald Preibel of Cannon Falls, Minnesota, was traveling southbound on Highway 35 when he struck a deer. Preibel was taken to Red Wing Hospital. A segment of Highway 12 is closed starting today. Highway 12 is closed between Heller Road and Highway 25 in Menominee for construction of a raised median. Traffic will be detoured via Oak Avenue and Highway 25 North. The median is part of a resurfacing project of Highway 12 between I-94 and Highway 25. That project's expected to be completed by August 4th. UW La Crosse will receive state funding to aid in the continued development of its new Science Center. The first of two buildings planned for the Prairie Spring Science Center opened 7 years ago, but the second building has remained unfunded. As part of the new state budget signed last Thursday by Governor Evers, $194 million is being allocated to the project. It will help with demolition of the 60-year-old Crowley Hall and construction of the new building. Construction is expected to begin next spring. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
A wallaby that went missing near the Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport has been found. It was reunited with its owner last Thursday after police found the animal. The wallaby, which resembles a small kangaroo, was found in a harness near a FedEx facility. Wallabies are native to Australia, but this one was returned to its owner in Cudahy. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikens.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
SVG sets foreign win record. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Trouble, 3.
More reward. More chaos.
Down.
More chills.
Wow.
And more thrills.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Welcome to more what you asked for. And a whole lot more to come.
Let's go.
Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light at Sonoma. Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on TNT Sports.
In a sport long dominated by Americans, Shane Van Gisbergen has become the winningest foreign-born driver in the NASCAR Cup Series, following his victory Sunday on the Chicago street course. The New Zealander now has 3 Cup wins to his credit, all on street courses, but the Trackhouse Racing driver wants to expand his resume to ovals.
I come here and there's no stress. You know, that people probably think there's more stress and expectation on us, but I kind of just get excited by it and love driving. And, you know, it's the ovals where I know I'm getting better and trying to progress and get better and better. But, yeah, to be a foreigner here, there's not many of us who have broken into the sport and stayed here for too long, and pretty cool to be here, that's for sure.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss.
Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The Brewers open a 3-game series against the Dodgers at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers All-Star Freddie Peralta takes his 9-4 record to the mound against the Dodgers. Yoshi Yamamoto. The Brewers start the day 4 games behind the division-leading Cubs, who have the day off. A successful return to the rotation for Brewers ace Brandon Woodruff. He allowed a run on 2 hits in 6 innings in yesterday's 3-1 victory over the Marlins. His last outing was in 2023 with a lot of rehab activity in between, and said there's no comparison to pitching in the bigs.
You can't replicate anything that you want to in the minor leagues to get you ready for the big leagues. You just can't. And honestly, pitch-wise, I've had a terrible changeup this whole process, and today it was good. You know, you just can't, like, you need to get in this environment. You need to get back out on that major league mound, and that take cares of everything.
To make room for Woodruff, the Brewers option pitcher Chad Patrick to AAA Nashville. Bill Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced there will be a sharp-tailed grouse hunting season this fall. That's a big deal because a hunt for sharptails has been absent for the past 7 years. I'll tell you why the hunt for these unique game birds is returning. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced that a sharp-tailed grouse hunt will be held this fall, the first since 2018. The season will run October 18th to November 9th. An application period for permits will run from June 30th to August 1st for entry into a limited drawing lottery. Preference points from prior years will be honored. The Badger State has a long history with sharp-tailed grouse. Beginning in the 1990s, however, state biologists began noticing a steady decline in the population of these game birds. Fragmentation and loss of their core habitat, pine barrens, are believed to be the primary causes of the decline. In 2019, the Sharp-tailed Grouse Advisory Committee recommended a zero hunting quota, and the DNR has not held a hunting season since. But the DNR says that habitat restoration efforts are paying off in northwest Wisconsin, and a limited season is back on for this fall. For more information on the hunt, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search sharp-tailed grouse hunting. From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 78 degrees.
It is the trade deal deadline week, and now we're starting to see some deals rolling in. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. David Erickson joins us today with Ag Optimus, and let's talk about the fact that first off coming in, we did see today tariff deals with Japan and South Korea. As you look at these deals and others yet to come, how is this going to set the tone for the week?
I think that this is going to be a pretty critical week, as you alluded to. And I think that we'll start to see more of these deals start to come through. And, yeah, we'll just have to see how the market reacts to it overall. What I will say is that I don't necessarily know that the grain market is paying much attention to them, especially today. But maybe as more deals get done, we'll see a little more that that kind of starts to trickle in. But right now, it's really kind of confusing to figure out what exactly the grain markets are paying attention to. Perhaps that it is the weather that we had over the weekend. I was talking with a gentleman earlier, and I said the newsletter that I read about every morning that comes from our clearing firm covers about 11 different regions all over the world, and it seems like all of them got some rain that they needed. And it might have been scattered. It might have been not necessarily everywhere, but I think that perhaps the market is really paying attention to that. Some old timers would tell you that it's raining on LaSalle Street, so that's why the board is lower. But at the end of the day, the grains are under pressure, and perhaps they're a little disappointed in what the talk, the words coming from President Trump over the weekend were. I think a lot of people kind of figured, since he was flying all the way to Des Moines to hold a press conference and have his big meeting, that they were maybe looking for a little more out of that.
It's about the weather side of it. We've got a crop update coming up tonight. Many call it a beauty pageant as of this point. Do you see that some other factors weighing in?
I definitely do. I would say that, if I were the judge of said beauty pageant that you were talking about, I would say that, especially around here, the corn all looks pretty good. It, you know, some of the really earlier planted stuff is starting to tassel, which would be a little bit ahead of schedule. So if we can, definitely the people that planted early and it's starting to tassel caught some really timely rains in here. But the, on the flip side of things, the beans, it's kind of hit or miss. Some of the areas are, look really good, and others look not so good. I think they just kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start. But, I've always said that the beans are such a tricky animal into how to peg them as for what they are going to yield. Because they can look great all summer and not yield very well, or they can look poor all summer and yield okay. So the beans are really, really hard to peg, I think, and going off of crop conditions really isn't all that beneficial on the soybean side of things.
From a livestock perspective, David, do you see any, is it going to be steady lower in the field for the cash this week?
Yeah, so on the cash side of things, I think that we could be a little bit higher after being a little bit lower last week. So we'll probably end up somewhere around net changed. We're certain, and this is pretty typical coming off of a holiday weekend. I've had a few customers that have called in, and cattle that were originally scheduled to go next week, all of a sudden they need this week. So that's not uncommon, and we will see how the market wants to react to that. But it's not uncommon for the packer to kind of be a little bit behind the eight ball coming out of a long weekend. What I will say is is coming into the week, the live cattle were, kind of sitting here wobbling above and below the 20-day moving average. And we are, as we are closing up here, nearly 200 higher on the day. In a lot of these markets, we're back above there and probably looking to take a run at the previous highs. The feeders have been really strong, even with the first official border reopening on the Mexican border in Arizona. And it's really tricky to know exactly how that is going to all play out, because I don't think they're going to let them all across at once. But I think that the initial reaction to that news has already been priced into the market a little bit. So that's going to be kind of a fluid situation. And like I said, when that was first announced, I just said, well, we've done this before, and we closed it back up. So we'll see if Mexico plays by the rules and the regulations that the United States has laid out, to see if it is going to stay open, and then we can kind of reevaluate it.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. David Erickson joining us today. He's with Ag Optimus. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Monday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand. Cash corn 364, August 367. New crop 361. Cash beans 947, August 952. New crop 931. Big River Resources, Boyceville. Cash corn 387.5, August 385.5. September 383.5. New crop 370.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and August corn 388, new crop 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 368, new crop 370. Cash beans 956, new crop 950. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 365, new crop 371. Cash beans 943, new crop 936. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 383, August 383, September 378, new crop 381. Cash beans at 981, August 983, September 958, new crop 958. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 361, August 364, new crop 367, cash beans 962, new crop 954. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 217 to 239, Holstein fed cattle 187 to 213, market cows 120 to 150, bulls 148 to 197, calves 310 to 1465, beef steers 180 to 550, Holstein steers 220 to 430. Sheep markets, light lambs 295 and down, market lambs 200 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does 180 and down, bucks 270 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. 2 weeks ago, a thunderstorm outbreak across North Dakota turned into a derecho with wind speeds over 110 miles an hour. The fast-moving storm system obliterated much of eastern North Dakota's grain storage facilities, creating a crisis just months ahead of harvest. I'll have more when we return. Tyler Richardson, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions, joined me recently to discuss the agronomy for your acres. Wet weather caused challenges for his northern Missouri growers with their nitrogen applications, but he's developed some solutions.
Yeah, so one of the biggest objections I get every year to split applied nitrogen is, well, you know, what if I back off my ammonia rate and I miss the boat when it's time to come back with the post pass? And that's a real concern. And a couple of solutions I provide to my customers is moving up that pass. Maybe we don't back off the ammonia rate quite as much. We plan 100 pounds of AMS pre-plant or at plant, and that is an easier time to get it on. And with the adoption of fungicide continuing to grow, we have products like Maximum Impact that we can put in with our fungicide pass. And at the 1 gallon rate, it provides about 2.5 to 3 pounds of readily available nitrogen to the corn plant at grain fill. It's not a perfect option, but it alleviates some pressure and is a good option.
Tyler, if we've got growers who want to learn more about what's available from Nutrien Ag Solutions, where would you send them?
NutrienAgSolutions.com.
The devastation across North Dakota left by last month's storms has prompted swift action from state leaders. With tens of millions of bushels of grain storage capacity lost, bins crushed or tossed hundreds of yards by the wind, Governor Kelly Armstrong unveiled the Grain Storage and Facility Rebuilder Program.
Funded by the state's Emergency Rebuilders Loan Program, nearly $37 million is immediately available to help farmers replace critical infrastructure before harvest. North Dakota farmers can access two different types of assistance. The first provides up to $150,000 in temporary storage support with no collateral required. This helps cover solutions like baggers, hopper bins, or temporary grain facility rentals to ensure harvest continuity this fall. The second option, Facility Repair and Replacement Assistance, provides financing to rebuild or repair permanent structures such as flat-bottom bins, grain dryers, barns, machine shops, and irrigation pivots. Both loans carry a low 2% interest rate and a maximum term of 24 months, with interest-only payments due annually. However, if insurance proceeds come through, these must be applied toward the repayment to avoid exceeding total project costs. Steve Johnson, a fifth-generation farmer from Page, North Dakota, who lost all 400,000 bushels of his grain storage system, praised the speed of the state's response, saying, quote, "That storm hit us Saturday, and the governor was out assessing damage by Wednesday. That's a quick turnaround, and it's how he's come up with this program. I can't thank him enough." The Bank of North Dakota is coordinating applications through local financial institutions, and the application process will open this Wednesday, July 9th, and it will be open through the end of the year. Governor Armstrong acknowledged the challenges in the months ahead, but emphasized the state's determination to help, saying, quote, "We're not going to make everyone whole, but this will help folks survive what we all hope is a once-in-a-lifetime storm." I'll have more when we come back.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Whether it's temporary storage to get through this year's harvest or rebuilding for the long term, the Grain Storage and Facility Rebuilder Program offers a financial lifeline to North Dakota growers hit hardest by this June's devastating derecho and tornadoes. To apply or learn more, contact your local lender or visit the Bank of North Dakota online. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 78 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. Johnny's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's the hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Hey, howl at the moon, shoot out the light.
My guitar and said, what do you do? I said, I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues. He said, I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that? I just looked at him and laughed and said, 'cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me. So I offered him tickets. I said, you'll see what I mean if you show up tonight. He said, I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey, man, I'll try. Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me. Yeah.
country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when her friends pulled up a white pickup truck. Old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go, and that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story. And run, or she can't fence time, and you can't stop love. Now all the fitties in the beauty shop, gossip going nonstop, sipping on pink lemonade. How could 18 years just step and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman, now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop
I wouldn't care so much to make such a scene. But seeing you there in that dress you were wearing just drove me right out of my head. So don't hold me responsible for anything I might have said. It was just a tequila talking when I told you I'm still not over you. I get a little sentimental and I've had one or two. And that tear in my eye was a salt in the lime, not the memory. I'm still in love with you. There's just the tequila talking. If I said I'm still in love with you, there's just the tequila talking.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I wish this whiskey would make her miss me like I wish she did. I wish she did. Pouring up another one won't change what I should have done before she left. Now all that's left is mile by mile and city by city she's getting over me. And man, it ain't pretty, no. She's out there rolling down some old interstate. Wide open, couldn't make her stay. Probably cranking up some new freedom song. Take back what I never said, but if I could, man, I would try and make her see that me and Tennessee want her back. I wish it worked like that. If I had half a clue where she was heading now, damn, I would.
first met, and when they start to kiss and got to thinking about you.
Weather and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
It's hard to find the perfect time to say something you know it's gonna change everything. Living with the shame, it ain't nothing like the pain that I saw on her face. Now me and my pile of things that she threw out the window, drowning next to me. No 7 years of good can't hide the one night I forgot to wear that ring. So let it rain, let it pour, she don't love me anymore. So let it come down on me, let it come down on me. Every word, let it hurt even more than I deserve. Let it come down on me, let it come down on me. Let it rain. Last thing I remember was the unfamiliar taste of someone on my lips. Shades start coming down. The guilt you feel is the last thing on your mind. So let it rain, let it pour. She don't love me anymore. So let it come down on me, let it come down on me. Every word, let it hurt even more than I deserve. So let it come down. She don't.